And if you're listening, I'm a little surprised because March Madness is underway. The round of 64 started today. Productivity is probably going to drop in workplaces across America. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, you are putting a little bit of a damper on this. You say college basketball just isn't what it used to be, in part because of what? Low scoring.
Well, it's definitely not what it used to be. And I don't mean to put a damper, but at the same time, I think the NCAA tournament, in the words of Jay Billis, bails out NCAA basketball, or at least it is such a great event. It's such a great 3 weeks. It gets everyone involved that you'd be excused if you don't notice and if you don't pay attention during the year. But the product, the actual product of college basketball in many ways has never been worse.
Why?
Pace of play is at an all-time low. Ken Pom, who's Ken Pomeroy, he's one of the best stats gurus. He has proved that it's the slowest it's ever been since 2002 when he's been looking at it. It's probably the slowest it's ever been since World War II, actually. And so we could look at the fact that scoring is down, and we could look at the fact that earlier this year there was a 35-35 game that went into overtime. That just look at the game that was played yesterday. It was a thrilling comeback win by Dayton, but Dayton had 20 points at halftime. But it's not just points, because points could reflect a strategy. It is the slow, sluggish pace. And with a sport like basketball, I think basketball is inherently antithetical to slowness. I think it's coaches imposing conservatism on players. I think it's a lot of things, but basketball, I think, is more joyous when it's played a little quicker.
See, but I have to say, as somebody who grew up in a college town, I grew up in Champaign-Urbana, and I used to go and even cover those Illini basketball games, and there was never more of an electric feeling that I have seen watching any sport than being inside that assembly hall when the students are going crazy and everybody's – I mean, of course, it helps when the team's good, which Illinois is not in the tournament this year.
Right.
But you know, there is something very exciting about it.
Oh, it's an exciting sport. But what years were you there, Jeremy?
This was back in the 90s. And
right. The 90s.
They made it all
92.
The way to the
well,
finals.
Well, it's not just the team.
Year.
The games were faster. The games were more up-tempo. And so I think we're getting into an aesthetic thing. You can't say that they're getting hurt in terms of money. College basketball, the tournament makes them so much money. They rake in the bucks. So what's the incentive to change? Maybe it's just an aesthetic reaction, right? Maybe it's someone who's looking at a symphony and saying, yeah, I know it's packing the concert hall, but I don't like it. And I don't like it. There are some real things like attendance. Actually, people going to college basketball games has declined for the past 7 years. And even President Obama has weighed in and said the 35-second clock, which is the longest in any sport, the women only use a 30-second clock, but the men's 35-second clock should be shortened to at least 30, more possessions a game. I think that's reasonable. The NIT tournament is actually going to a 30-second clock this year.
So given all of this, Mike, who's going to win? Kentucky?
Not Illinois.
No, clearly.
Yeah, no, I will definitely say Kentucky is going to win, and Kentucky is the best defensive team we have seen in quite a while, and they're a beautiful defensive team. So again, my argument is not about defense or that defense is better than offense. It's about pace. Calipari says the game, the coach of Kentucky says the game needs to be a little bit faster. And, you know, the game, the rules favor him and favor his Wildcats, who are the overwhelming favorites.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.